because you wanted to create it and create it in the view of what you wanted the end product to be. I think that that is what film should be. I think that's what art should be. I think that's what it generally should be like. And like, I love Scorsese's films, but he is dumb as hell to say the word that like, to say
it's pretty arrogant.
It's not even like people would have not, people didn't consider Taxi Driver to be a true film. They thought it was too broken. It was too just disjointed. There was no real story at heart. Like that's what a general consensus was on the movie. It's the same thing with like, Raging Bull would have gone against what like 1950s movies were all about, which is absolute completely linear storylines. All of these different things like don't play well. Like his own movies don't play well with what was considered films 30 years before him. So to become that hypocrite, to then say like,
you what sound is that? Desperate. You sound desperate. Not you. I'm saying yeah, Scorsese sounds desperate.
Yeah. And like that's one of the things where like I don't think that that should have been a thing. I think it really hurt him to say something like that. And
it's sad to hear it. It's like when what's her name? Gloria Steinem, who was like a feminist icon in the 70s, was like, yeah, any woman who votes for Bernie Sanders is betraying the sisterhood or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, yeah, come on, Gloria. Like,
you can't like,
you know, you're an icon. Same thing with Martin Scorsese, but like, you can't be saying these things. Like, that's, I mean, you can say them. You have the right to say them, but it's like, you're out of touch saying that.
Like, it can be out of touch, but like, at the same time, there were a lot of supporters for what Scorsese said itself. But it's viewing, like, it's almost like an elitist view of what a particular thing should be, whether it's your voting rights, whether it's your art, whether whatever it is, to only categorize it as like one particular thing, and that's all this is allowed to be. And if you deviate from it, you're wrong.
Ugh. Okay, so, I mean, these are wise words, Kush, and I appreciate them. We basically hit the end. We've gone a minute or two over. I just want to say, in relation to that, the one comment that I'll say about the South Park thing that I was going to talk about, there's one episode, Banned in China, from the last season, and it relates to art. And I'm paraphrasing this line from the episode, but basically, don't give up your principles to suck on the warm teat of the Chinese government. And regardless of what LeBron James says, regardless of what Disney says, or any of these companies, any of these people who are catering to China, F the Chinese government. And that's what I'll end on. So yeah, check out that episode. It's very entertaining. So yep, we've reached the end of Man v. Mob Radio. I appreciate everybody who is listening, and I encourage you in the future, I will be a bit more vigilant about repeating the number, the studio line, but I encourage you to call in, share your comments, everything. Kush, thanks for coming in tonight, man.
Thanks for having me.
I always enjoy it. Yep. Of course, you're welcome back anytime. So, I will be I will be back next week, 7 to 8 again, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know who my guest is going to be, but we'll see. All right, take care, everybody.
See you, everyone.
dolls in a scissor fight.
trouble, sleeping with ghosts, stretching out on the sheets, writhing my toes, my hips pressed into the mat. I was with an invisible man, an invisible
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm not a liar, I'm forgetful. Thank you. I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Colors
I stick to black and white. I speak for myself, not for the others. I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Open up and let the fresh air in. Let your eyes adjust to the light. There's another way to look at life, and I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. I got the other kind. But if you ask me, my suspicion, I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. All right. La 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 la. Well, I think it's gonna work out. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out. It's gonna work out fine.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM. WMFO, did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
You shot. There were lies. In fact, that a lie. Now you're telling me that you need some time. You're sharing feelings exactly like mine. Yeah. Anything you decide is fine with me.
This is Amanda
and Jordan
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a fun show coming up. Please enjoy some Death Grips.